Next is Italian Girl.
I walk this lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's home to me and I walk alone. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one and I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk my shadow's only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone out there will find me. Till then I walk alone.
Oh my god, it's the return of Italian Girl.
Yes.
Yay, Italian Girl is back.
Yeah, yo. I don't know. Anyway. So, more Green Day.
Yay, I actually know the song.
Yay.
The radio pays off, sort of.
Sort of.
Stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I've the only song I haven't known is Russ's song so far. Surprisingly. What did you guys think of this?
You have a very nice, like, tone in your voice.
Yeah. Less nasal than you have been on Lone Star.
A lot less nasal, so yeah, you've gotten better.
Yep.
Though maybe you were just being nasal because it was country, I don't know.
Maybe. A lot of people were nasal in Lone Star, so I don't remember, especially. But yeah, you're very, like, rhythmic singer. Like, you know what I'm saying, right, you guys?
Yeah, it was very, like, staccato.
Yeah.
Italian words.
Burp.
Yes. And,
like, every music word is an Italian word, though.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I like rhythmic singing, except sometimes you can lose the emotion if you do that, because you know how when you have conversations and you drag out some words and give them more meaning, or you have them shorter for a certain reason, it's the same in singing. It's like the length of your notes matter.
Yeah.
In the storytelling aspect of it. Otherwise, it's all just kind of uniform. And it's like you're a percussion instrument, and you're just there, being percussion-y.
It sounded like you were singing along with the song, too,
yeah,
which kind of bugged me.
Yeah, that thing. And there are a few, like, flat notes, but overall I still like the tone of your voice.
Yeah, so. It was good.
Yep.
Yeah. You've definitely, like, improved since...
Since then.
Yep. Since dot, dot, dot.
Meaningful pause.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Done. Sorry.
Done.
This doesn't really shoot black or deep. Up next is me, Fred Bob.
I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just the girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. Fallen, yes, I am fallen, and she keeps calling me back again. I have never known the like of this. I've been alone and I have missed things and kept out of sight, but other girls were never quite like this. Fallen, yes, I am fallen, and she keeps calling me back again.
This is
me, Fred Bob. So, like, okay, question. Is he saying that his name is, like, Fred Bob? Or, like, Fred, Bob.
Or maybe it's me, Fred, and Bob. Or they're supposed to be imaginary implied commas in there. So it's me, Fred, Bob. It's three separate people. No.
Dun, dun, dun. I just think of him as Bob because it's easier.
Yeah. I'm going to think of him as me, Fred. Me, Fred, maybe, is his first name. Fred.
Me, Fred. Bob, the last name is Bob.
Me, Fred.
Or maybe his middle name is Fred, and his first name is Fred.
I think it's Mifred. It's like a foreign thing. Mifred Bob.
He's Romanian.
Yes. Mifred Bob. So.
Bleh.
So welcome to America. And.
What?
What's going on? What are we doing right now?
I'm going to talk about
the song. Obviously what happens when Lulu and I are left to our own devices.
Yes. Yeah, I'm gonna talk about the song. see, this is why I talk more than the other two, because I keep them in check.
Oh, okay. That's how it is.
I loved your tone a lot. Mm. But, like, in your quality, again, you also kind of have that, like, formally thing going on. Like, yeah. You have that very, like, official... I don't know.
Official. Yeah. No, yeah. He was very Broadway. Mm-hmm. But only in enunciation and stuff, not in singing. Because you didn't support your notes. You need to support your notes.
Oh, that's what that was. I thought it was, like, a bad mic or something.
I don't think so.
Maybe yeah, it was probably not supporting.
Yeah. It was like how, you know, when you sing in the car, if I had a car, I would like, you know, just like sing along to things in a sort of like not singing voice. That's what you were doing. If you understood that, congratulations. I thought so. Wait.
Oh, I thought it sounded like he was singing. I don't know. I think I just felt like he wasn't engaged in the song as much as other people have been.
It sounded kind of dead emotionally, and like that might have been because you weren't supporting enough. I don't know,
more dead like energy wise.
A cappella. I don't know
because it sounded like he was enjoying the song. It made me happy about the song being that, because I love that song. He sounded like, oh yeah, I love this song too, so I'm gonna sing it, except with no energy.
It sounded like he liked the song, but, like, he wasn't, like, into singing the song.
Yeah. So.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Are you guys good?
I'm good.
This is me controlling if we're good or not. Okay, done. Up next is Trigatree.
Well, I remember every little thing as if it happened only yesterday. Parking by the lake and there was not another car in sight. And I never had a girl looking any better than you did. And all the kids at school, they were wishing they were me that night. Now our bodies are all so close in sight. It never felt so good, it never felt so right. And we're glowing like the metal on the edge of a knife. Glowing like the metal on the edge of a knife. Come on, hold on tight. Well, come on, hold on tight.
Twigatree.
Twigatree friend.
I was like so ecstatic when I saw that you had auditioned.
Me too.
I was okay. No. Yay. For auditions.
This audition was so, like...
Yeah.
It was hilarious in a good way.
Yeah, it was fun. As opposed to in the bad way.
Oh my god, it was so funny.
As opposed to the laughing at you way.
She totally, like, captured that, like, rock feel.
Yeah.
I loved this. This was my favorite audition so far.
It's like my second.
It had epic energy.
Third favorite. It was funny. Yeah, it was really good energy. I agree with that. I think her tone was really nice in some parts. She would get all jazzy. It was nice.
Yeah.
Though in the beginning, it was kind of sing-along-y as well. I think people just do that when they can't hear any music. I think there's just like I'm gonna be quiet to undercompensate or something, just not sing out. I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm lying to you all. That I'm delusional. Dun, dun, dun. The weird, like, little girl voice thing was strange to me, but it was funny. That part was
weird. Yeah. I don't know if it was a good choice for singing, but it was funny.
It was funny. You entertained me.
Oh, it was good. I liked it.
Trisha liked it.
Me likey. Me friend Bob. Me likey.
Twiga twi like.
Twiga twi.
Twiga twi.
It was funny. It was very high energy and very entertaining. It was weird, but I don't know what to say.
It was baffling, but it was good.
Okay. So, I'm done.
Me too.
Me too. I liked this. Good job.
Good job.
Up next is Maddie.
Well, you're a real tough cookie with a long history of breaking little hearts like the one in me. That's okay, let's see how you do it. Put up your dukes, let's get down to it. Hit me with your best shot. Why don't you hit me with your best shot? Come on and hit me with your best shot. Fire away!
Maddie!
She's gonna hit us.
I wrote OMG sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I liked this.
This kind of country-ish.
Yeah, the first verse I was like, is this country? And then the chorus came in and I'm like, oh, no, it's not.
No, it's not, yeah. But it was kind of sounding-ish. I don't know how to speak tonight. That pigeon just crapped all the eloquence out of me. It's like, oh, it's gone. I liked it.
Sorry, that just, like, that statement just registered in my mind. I liked your song choice a lot. I think it fit your voice really nicely.
Yeah.
You were also, like, really into it. I felt like you were smiling while you were singing, which is weird, because, like, well, actually, I feel like maybe you were like, heh, hit me with your best.
Yeah, you sounded, like, smug and like, heh.
It made me want to buy some things, because that song's always in commercials. Like a knee-jerk reaction.
Oh, yeah. I was, like, picturing a car commercial. Cardigans. But I forgot that was in a commercial.
Oh, yeah, cars. Audi! Audi, that's what it is. It's an Audi commercial.
Yeah.
No one will understand.
Before they were thinking, Maddie, that you were going to give them a car because your thing said odd instead of F. It was really stupid
no.
of them.
I need a car!
Ride. Okay. I liked that you sang out the song, and like some people, and yeah, it was fun. It was fun listening to you sing, because it sounded like you were having fun, and I liked it.
Yeah, and you're all into it.
You were awesome, man. Awesome.
Yeah, I liked this. This was a really good audition for me. I would put this second behind Twiga Twi.
Okay, I would put this on my shelf next to my collection of buttons that I love. What am I talking about right now?
I would drive away in the Audi with you in the backseat or something.
Backseat action.
And then we'd crash.
Oh,
and it would be
fun.
Is that
a metaphor for some sexual acts?
I don't know.
Sexual congress?
No. Bad, Lulu, no. Bad.
What? What? Anyway, this is good. There's nothing else to say, really.
Hit me with your best shot.
Yeah, she hit us with her best
shot.
She did.
Now, boom. I'm gonna go buy some skinny jeans.
Okay, done.